White, J.E. White, Emma. Campground, LaPorte City, Iowa. June 16, 1871. Dear children, Edson and Emma. We received a few lines from Edson at Washington. We are always glad to hear from you. I wish, Emma, you would write me a letter giving particulars how you are and all the news. We find our strength is small. We are worn. The elasticity has gone out of me. Your father is, I think, a used-up man. I feel so sorry that our usefulness is gone. I shall accept nothing from the conference for my labor this year. I have so much anxiety and care. My courage is gone, and I cannot rally hope and cheerfulness. We obtain a free pass to Washington and back from Washington to this place. We shall save the conference $100 in these free passes. There are a goodly number assembled here to this encampment. I was utterly unable to attend the Illinois camp meeting. Last evening, your father addressed a larger number assembled than we have ever met upon a weekday evening. The merchants agreed to close their stores and unanimously turn out. We never saw a company listen with better attention. Your father spoke with great clearness. Prayer and singing in the tents have been going on. I dread the responsibility of speaking to the people. Oh, that God would give me His Spirit and His grace. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. I may never meet these souls again until the grand review, when every case will be decided and rewarded as their works have been. We see that Satan is vigilant, earnest, and persevering. He sleeps not a moment. If we outgeneral the enemy, we must be wide awake. We must not falter. We must not be off our guard an instant. Overcome as he has overcome. This requires a lifelong, persevering, untiring effort. And then the reward at last. Why is it that Christians are so often called upon from God's word to deny themselves, to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts, to take up the cross, to maintain a continual warfare, watch and pray always? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter 5, verse 5-9. Many other charges we have of a similar character. We see by these charges we cannot safely follow the inclination of our own mind. Would inclination, if made the director of our actions, send our heart to God or draw it to our Savior? Many, although they profess to be servants of God, are only slaves to their own inclinations, just as other worldlings. Self is gratified in following inclination, but God is not honored. His cause is not advanced, and souls are not saved. The heart, subdued by grace, subject to the will of God, will make every opposing inclination give way before the claims of the Savior. Inclination would never lead us to forsake all for Christ, father, mother, friends, and sacrifice even our own life, if necessary, to be disciples of Christ. Yet Christ, who left his majesty, his splendor, glory, and titles, and came upon the earth to die as man's sacrifice, declares that he who would not do this when required cannot be his disciple. The heart is naturally inclined to the wrong, and it needs to be trained to be educated, disciplined to run in the right channel. To do these things which God will approve, irrespective of our inclinations. This work, to bend the will in the heavenly channel, cannot be done without the grace of God. This alone can lead it aright. The heart is deceitful above all things, therefore we cannot trust to its inclinations. Wakeful vigilance, a firm reliance upon God, will subject the inclinations to the dictation of the Spirit and will of our Savior. Children, you have no time to lose. Time is precious. Advocate no longer by your influence the cause of Satan. Be braced for duty and conflict with the foe every day. Give the adversary of your soul no vantage ground. Let not the insinuations of Satan bias your decisions and you be led by inclination in the place of duty. Take your position, children, decidedly in the ranks of Christ's faithful soldiers who are warring against the powers of darkness. Be fully on the Lord's side. You are associating with those who are not Christ's disciples. You both know the way, the truth, and the life. And if you appear indifferent in regard to their salvation, you must render an account to God for the good you had ability to do if you were consecrated to God, and did not do because your inclinations did not lead in that direction. The Master will say to every soul saved, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. It is not enough even to be good yourselves. Faithfulness to others, as manifested in the life of Christ, must characterize your life and deportment. Let your light shine to others. You must be light in the Lord yourself, and then reflect the light to others. You will both be without excuse. If you neglect the great salvation freely offered and choose your own pleasure and follow the bent of your own mind, you will not only be weighed in the balance yourselves and found wanting, but your course will be a stumbling block to others. While you are serving yourselves, nor rendering God the heart's best and holiest affections, your influence is aiding others to do the same. Not only do you, by unfaithfulness, shut the gate of heaven against yourselves, but you stand in the way of sinners, and the blood of souls will be upon your garments. Children, it pays to serve God with the whole heart. A half a Christian is no Christian at all. He makes a profession, he takes the Christian name, but is deficient in the Christian graces. Therefore, he is a false representative of the Christian religion. The true witness addressed such, "I would thou wert cold or hot." So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verse 15-16. God help you, my dear children, to awake, and not let Satan charm you in the broad road that leads to death, and you not realize your condition until it is too late to secure a moral fitness for the kingdom of heaven. I know, Edson, you are not in a condition, if sickness and death should come, that you would rest in hope. You have not taken stock in the heavenly enterprise. Eternal things are not your first consideration. How can you quiet your conscience and pass on indifferent in regard to your own salvation and the salvation of those who have no knowledge of the truth? I have written letter after letter to you, Edson, yet have never received a line in response as far as your spiritual health is concerned. You sometimes write in regard to your worldly interest, but the matter which we are more deeply interested in, you give us no satisfaction, no comfort, no hope. Perhaps my letters are distasteful to you. Yet I know if you were living up to the light and the dictates of your own conscience, my letters would touch an answering chord in your hearts, and you could speak understandingly of your progress in the divine life. You would make some allusion to my many appeals, which have been written with an anxious, burdened heart. May God help you, my children, not to make a god out of this world and be content with earthly treasure only, while you feel no interest to secure the heavenly prize. The flattering toys of earth attract and fascinate the mind, while the purity, the beauty, the glory of heaven have no alluring charms. The glitter and tinsel of this poor world have eclipsed the heavenly treasure. God grant that you may change this order of things. You can do it, and should do it at once. Why halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, serve him. If mammon, serve him. You know that your service has been devoted to the interest of this world. God help you, children, to live for the better world. How many more warnings I may be called to give you without producing any fruit, I cannot say. I see no change as yet in you for my many letters. God give you hearts to feel and yield to God. In love, from your mother.